Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro-rave switch-up lab in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is very specific. We want that old-school jungle and D&B arrangement energy, where the track flips character for a moment, gets wild and exciting, then snaps back into the groove without losing the low-end discipline. This is not about throwing in random effects and hoping it sounds cool. We're going to make a controlled, performance-friendly system using racks, macros, automation, and a little resampling so one section can transform from dark roller pressure into ravey, chopped up energy, and back again. If you've ever heard a great drum and bass tune and thought, how did they make that second section feel so different without sounding like a different track? This is the move. The secret is contrast with continuity. You change the texture, the width, the break intensity, the stat energy, maybe the filter motion, but you keep one or two anchors so the listener still feels the same tune. So let's set the scene. We're working in arrangement view and we're thinking in phrases, not just loops. In drum and bass, that usually means 4-bar and 8-bar shapes. A switch-up tends to work best at the end of a phrase or right after a short reset. That's where the lift feels earned. Start by laying out a simple arrangement skeleton. Don't overcomplicate it. Just give yourself clear space for tension, groove, build, and switch up. For this lesson, focus on the section leading into the change and the change itself. Imagine the first part as a darker, tighter roller. Then the switch up comes in with more chopped break energy, brighter rave stabs, and a bass that opens up a little more in the mids. Now let's build the bass. Load a simple synth like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. For this style, Wavetable is a really nice choice, because it can move from clean and focused to buzzy and aggressive without becoming messy too quickly. Set up a basic bass patch with a solid sub-layer, a mid-layer with some character, and a low-pass filter to keep the tone under control. Then group it into an instrument rack and map a few useful macros. Don't map everything under the sun. Map the emotional controls. For example, give yourself one macro for sub-level, one for reese width, one for bite or drive, and one for motion. That way, you can play the bass like an arrangement instrument. Here's the thinking. The sub should stay stable. That's your foundation. The width can widen during the switch up so the bass feels more agitated. The bite or drive can bring out the mid-range attitude. And the motion knob can increase LFO or filter movement for tension. That last one is important. In a switch up, you often want the listener to feel the bass becoming more alive, not just louder. Movement creates that feeling. Now let's build the drums. Take your breakbeat layer, whether that's a chopped amen, think, or another classic break, and build a drum bus around it. Add a little reinforcement if needed, maybe a kick or snare layer, plus hats or shakers for top-end pace. Then group the drums and put an audio effect rack on the bus. Map a few macros that make sense for arrangement control. One could be break crush, using drum bus drive or saturation. One could be transient snap, which helps the break punch through. One could be top air, to open up the high end a little. And one could be fill throw, which sends selected hits into delay or reverb when you want a transition accent. This is where the old school jungle vibe really starts to come alive. If your break starts clean and then gets more crushed and animated during the switch up, the listener feels the energy rise without you needing to pile on a ton of extra sounds. Keep an ear on the snap. If you overcompress the break, it loses its dance floor bite. You want grit, but you still want transient detail. That punch is part of what makes D&B hit. Next, let's add the retro rave layer. This can be the stab instrument, a sampled chord hit, or a short synth stab, made with Wavetable, Analog, or even simpler. Think classic rave punctuation. Bright, short, and used sparingly. This is not a pad. This is a statement. Shape it with a short envelope, a bright filter, and maybe a touch of chorus or unison for width. Then map a rack with macros for filter open, reverb send, delay feedback, and tone or brightness. The stabs should live above the bass and drums. High pass them if needed. Keep them short. Let them answer the groove instead of burying it. A really effective trick here is call and response. For example, the bass phrase says something in one bar, and the stab answers it in the next, or the break does a little fill after the bass line leaves a gap. That interplay is what makes the section feel musical instead of just busy. Now we can start shaping the actual switch up. Think in 4-bar or 8-bar motion. For the first part, keep the bass tight and the drums controlled. Then gradually start opening things up. Maybe the break gets a little more chopped. Maybe the bass motion macro rises slowly. Maybe the stabs begin filtered and then open up over a bar or two. That gradual increase is powerful because it changes the listener's perception of the same core loop. You're not inventing a whole new song. you're reframing the same groove with a few smart moves. A good switch-up often uses density as the main contrast. The main drop might feel tight and repeating. The switch-up feels more chopped, more animated, and a little less predictable. You might remove one note from the bass phrase, extend another, or create a small gap before a snare hit so the next phrase lands harder. Remember, negative space is a transition tool. In jungle and old school DNB, even a tiny dropout can feel huge if the timing is right. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the whole thing becomes one living arrangement move instead of separate parts. The best method is to map the important controls consistently across your racks, then automate those macros in arrangement view. So maybe your bass motion rises over 4 bars. Maybe the bass bite peaks near the end of the switch-up. Maybe the drum crush gets a bit heavier before the fill. Maybe the stab filter opens quickly as the section arrives. And maybe the reverb throws spikes on the final stab before the return. That kind of automation makes the section feel like a performance. It feels intentional. It feels arranged. If you're looping MIDI clips, use clip envelopes for the repeating details. If you're shaping the bigger scene, use arrangement automation. That gives you flexibility without losing control. Now here's one of the most useful techniques in this lesson. Resampling. Once the switch-up is working, record a few of the best moments as audio. Print that bass filter scream, that drum fill with crush and delay, that stab tail or a reversed hit into the downbeat. Then chop that audio and bring it back into the arrangement as a real transition element. This matters because printed transitions often feel more natural than perfectly clean programmed ones. Old school jungle has always loved that edited, sample-based feel. Resampling gives you that character, and it also lets you commit to the best moments instead of endlessly tweaking them. Now shape the edges with effects that support the groove. Use return tracks for echo, reverb, and maybe an auto filter sweep. Keep them tasteful. In DNB, the FX should help the rhythm speak, not blur it. A short delay throw on one stab is often better than a constant wash. A filtered reverb tail can sound huge without swallowing the snare. And a dark to open filter sweep over one or two bars can make the transition feel designed. A good rule here is simple. If the transition starts to eat the punch of your drums and bass, pull it back. The engine of the tune has to stay clear. Before you call it done, check the low end in mono. That's a big one. Keep the sub stable and centered. Use utility if you need to keep the low end mono below around 120 Hz. Make sure the stabs are high passed so they don't fight the bass. And listen at a lower volume too, because if the section only works when it's loud, it's probably not balanced properly. The groove should still make sense when you turn it down. Now, let's zoom out and think like an arranger. A strong drum and bass switch-up usually follows a pressure, release, rebuild, impact flow. You give the listener a stable groove, you pull some elements away, you open the texture, and then you slam back into the next phrase. If the switch-up is too constant, it loses impact. You need the reset before the hit. That's why a short thinner bar, a half-beat dropout, or a filtered moment can be so effective. It gives the listener a reference point. Then when the rave moment lands, it lands harder. A few pro-level ideas to keep in mind. Drive the mid-range, not the sub. Use a little resonance, but don't overdo it. Keep the break ghost notes subtle, so they animate the groove without clutter. Let one identity motif survive across both sections, like a bass rhythm fragment or a stab rhythm. And if you find a really strong fill, print it. Make it part of the arrangement. Here is a simple practice challenge if you want to lock this in fast. Build a 4-bar switch-up and a blank set. Use a 2-bar drum loop with a break and some reinforcement. Add a simple res bass with a clean sub and one moving mid layer. Add a rave stab on a separate track. Map at least 2 macros on each rack. Automate it so the first bar feels dark and restrained, the second opens a little, the third gets heavier, and the fourth peaks. Then add one transition moment, like a delay throw or a reverse hit. Resample it and listen back at low volume. Then ask yourself one question. Does this feel like a real DNB phrase, or just more stuff? That question is everything. If it feels flat, remove a layer and make the automation more intentional. If it feels crowded, simplify the bass or shorten the stabs. If the groove disappears, bring the sub and snare back into focus. At the end of this process, you should have a section that feels like a proper retro rave switch-up. Dark roller weight, chop jungle motion, rave stab energy, and a clean return that makes the next drop or main section hit with more force. That's the sound. That's the move. And with Ableton Lift 12 macros, racks, and automation, you can make it happen in a way that's fast, musical, and very DJ-friendly. All right, let's build it.